Kevin was going to bed, but stopped to interrupt the family in the living room by asking, "Hey guys, I'm going to say my prayers now. Anybody want anything?" This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Are you so aware of the wonderful ability of prayer to produce things that you could say something as little Kevin did to his family? "Hey, you guys, I'm going to bed now. I'm going to say my prayers. Anybody want something special? You know, got a special wish there, a special desire or something? You know, Marlene, you'd like to have your boyfriend a little more friendly, you know, or maybe a little less friendly. And Barney, how's that bike of yours working? Did you finally get it back together? You figure out the problem with that 395 system gears? Be enough to confuse anybody, you know. And Mom, did you get that new bowl for the one you broke? Oops, I shouldn't have said that. You didn't want anybody to know you broke the bowl. Well, it's out now. Did you get the new bowl yet? I'll pray for you that the new bowl comes." And Dad says, "Just why didn't you tell me I'd get you a new bowl, you know?" And so then they go around the family. And finally, Kevin goes out to bed. He says, "God, did you hear all that stuff downstairs? Well, put them in the line too and make sure that they get what they need to have. And as far as I'm concerned, God, I'm doing just great. I've got a good, healthy body and a good, healthy mind. And I'm surrounded by wonderful friends who are just super. And Mother approves of all of them. Boy, did I do good there, I tell you. But this with your help, God. Thank you." And then, "By the way, God, you know what I did this afternoon, don't you? I rammed my coaster into a tree. I didn't get hurt. You know I didn't get hurt. But the coaster, it broke the front bar there between the two wheels, you know. And is there some way we could fix that without making a big fuss over it so everyone doesn't have to know that I did a dumb thing like that?" And a feeling came over Kevin. "Son, with your awareness, with your belief in prayer, everything is possible." Well, that evening, Dad went out to the garage, and he was going to fix Mama's vacuum cleaner because the rubber wasn't going around it the way it should to make the wheels turn and stuff. So he picked up the vacuum cleaner, and it snagged on the coaster. And before he realized, he'd pulled the coaster out in the middle of the garage, and, you know, what's this here all about? It's limping along there. And he picked up the coaster, and he saw that the bar between the two front wheels was pretty well bent. And he said, "My goodness sakes, he hit something pretty hard to do that." So before he fixed the vacuum cleaner, he takes the coaster up on the bench, and he takes out his big wrenches, and he straightens out the bar between the two wheels, the front tires there. And some people call it an axle, really. It's just a piece of metal across here. But and he straightened it out, and he thought, if my son can withstand such an incident, I think I'll put a little retainer bar on that to help strengthen it, so in case he bumps something again, it won't fend up on him. So he takes out his welding set, and he takes out a bar of metal, and he welds it right to that axle, so that the axle now is 700 times stronger. Kevin would have to really do something magnificent to have his front axle. But then Daddy thought, yes, and, you know, as long as I'm doing it, I'll strengthen the back axle too. Get both of them in perfect order. And it only took him a few minutes because he knew what he was doing. And somehow God directed the cord of the vacuum cleaner to get caught on the coaster so that Dad would see the coaster and take care of it. Now, how did that happen? How did that happen? Miracles like that just do happen, don't they? Kevin believes in prayer, and he practices prayer, and he says his prayers, and he includes everybody. He doesn't think that God is going to just give to one person and not to another. He knows that God takes care of everybody. And he's learned that it's God and him. But he still likes to think, hey, God, you know, you hear me? And he's talking to God inside himself. And God inside of himself surely listens. Really listens. Because Kevin goes to sleep at night. He's just 8 years old. He goes to sleep at night with the biggest, broadest, most wonderful smile on his face. Because he knows that he and God are one. And that he can talk to him anytime. He doesn't have to wait to bedtime. Bedtime is for the business end, you know. Anybody got any problems you want solved? Anybody got something you want done? But all day long, Kevin is in communion with God. Not communion like pious hands in the sky and all that sort of stuff, but communion by, God, what should I do? How should I work on this thing? So always asking God within himself before he does something that he's not quite sure about. Most of the things he's pretty sure about. Because by the time he was 8 years old, and you know that was his birthday two weeks ago, by the time he was 8 years old, he heard from his mom and dad all about living principle and the law of cause and effect. And he also heard about integrity. And he had never heard that word before, but he thought, hey, that's a good word. Now, integrity means that you are believable because you are true. Integrity means that you stand up for everything you say you're going to do. Like when his mom said, Kevin, come help with the dishes. And he says, oh, Mom, I'm watching TV. Kevin, come help with the dishes. But Mom, Kevin, turn off the television set and go up to your room and stay there until I tell you when you can come down again. But Mom, Kevin, you're going to stay longer. So he goes up to his room. And up in his room, he says, God, what did I do wrong? And the voice inside of him said, Kevin, your mother knows best. And your mother doesn't want to hurt you, doesn't want to do anything that takes away anything from you. But you must listen to her, even when you don't want to. Even when you want to have the television on. And he's listening to his inner self saying this. And he says, how come you're so smart now and you didn't tell me that before when I could have just gone along with what Mom said? But no, you wait, wait, wait. And the inner voice says, Kevin, you weren't listening. You were watching television, and you were so involved in the show you were watching, you weren't thinking of listening within yourself. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. You see, Kevin is a good kid. He's a good boy. And he takes care of himself, and he listens. But he's growing. He's becoming aware of the rules that he has chosen for his life, and his integrity is leaping and bounding forth with great stride and great conviction. But he's also learning many other things. And he's learning them from his mother, from his father, from his sisters and brothers, from the neighbor kids. Because a lot of times the neighbor kids want to do silly things like tie a can to the dog's tail, or the cat's tail especially. And inside of him, he says, hey, you guys, come on, let's go play ball. And he gets them involved in playing ball before they tie the can on the animal. Now, at 8 years old, that's pretty good. But we know these things from the time we're born. We just are not given the opportunity to express them or to equate to them because we haven't built up a vocabulary. We haven't built up a body that can run around by itself. We need to learn to crawl and then to walk, we think. But since we think that, that's what we do. But we always know in everything what is right and wrong. Because if we have to ask if it's right, we are sure it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And if we know it's right, we don't have to ask. We just know it. So put that in your life. Be like Kevin, sparkling, dynamic, forceful young man who just believes and knows that everything is going his way. And Kevin is a good boy. Kevin is the child that any mother or father would love to have, any sister or brother would love to have, because He is so sincere, and he's so innocent. But that doesn't mean he doesn't like to have fun and be himself and try things out and learn. Are you like that too? Mm-hmm. I think so. I think we all got Kevin inside of us, that communication between ourself and our divine self, always open for business. And always, I'm going to say my prayers now. Anybody want anything? Now you have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.